RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show. Doug will be back next week. Got Kang behind the glass, Corbin behind the glass. Corbin will be answering the phones. We take your calls at 248-539-9797. Same number to text if you'd like to do that. Been talking about the officiating in the NFL. I just watching the game last night, and I thought, my goodness, what is going on here? Some strange non-calls, and it really comes down to pass interference. And I just... And I asked the question before the show when I was talking to Kang, like, is this becoming more of a problem? Are we? And Kang, you had asked the question with our football questions weeks ago: is the NFL better or worse with the officiating? Has it gotten better or worse? And now you're changing your opinion.
Yeah, I was kind of like, it's the same, maybe slightly worse, but now I think I'm full on it's worse, and not like dramatically worse, but I think it has gotten worse. And do we have more angles and camera views and ways to bitch about it with social media? Yes, we do. But I do think, objectively, there's too much gray area now. Before, if someone caught a touchdown pass, we all thought it was a touchdown pass. It was a touchdown. Now, in 2025, did he control the ball? Did he follow through with the process? Did he roll over with it? Did he tuck it in bed? You know what I mean? All that stuff.
Did it move?
Yeah.
Did it brush his teeth?
Now it's just too much. And then you throw in all the OPI and DPI stuff. I just feel like certain refs are calling what they think is the rule compared to what is the rule, which I'm not even sure the NFL knows.
What I actually enjoy seeing this happen on the field. When there's a flag thrown or if there's not a flag thrown. The play is over. You got people from both sides complaining about something. I like when the officials get together and they have their powwow. Because what that tells me during that powwow, not only are they getting input from everybody else, hey, what did you see? What did you see? This is what I'm thinking. I'm not sure of it yet. I want corroboration. Not only are they getting that, but it allows New York or wherever the hell replay assist is, it allows them time to take a look at the play as well. And then they can say, hey, if you guys are worried about if this is pass interference, we think it's pass interference. And then you kind of get the go-ahead to drop the flag or to pick a flag up if you don't think it is. Hey, if you guys are thinking this is roughing the passer, we don't think this is roughing. He actually didn't. It's not helmet-to-helmet hit. Or it was a helmet-to-helmet hit. You guys missed it. I want them to get the call right. And I recognize that people that don't like instant replay or they don't like replay assist or they don't like any of this added stuff because they think it adds too much time to the game. I've never had a problem with that if the call gets right in the end. And I do think replay assist helps to speed the game along and make it better because you're getting the call right and there's going to be less complaining about it. I'd like to see more of the replay assist, actually. And it doesn't necessarily mean that interference calls have to be, you know, challenged. I don't necessarily think that is what where we have to go, but I don't mind the replay assist in helping the officials along with their job, because you're assuming that the guys doing the replay assist are former officials or current officials. Maybe it's just a capacity. They rotate it. Hey, one guy's up in the booth. I don't know. I think there are ways around this to make it better for sure. 248-539-9797. Philip is in Detroit. You're next up here in 97.1. Hey, Philip.
Hey, good morning, Gary. Good morning, Ken.
Hey.
So, in reference to last night's call, I think that the main reason why the official did not, and by me being an official in basketball and football here in Detroit and high, on the high school level, I think the main reason why the official did not make the call is because he did not, initially within that interaction, the receiver interfered with the defender because he did somewhat grab his face mask and, you know, was hands to the face in pushing the defender off. In the same process with the defender, he did grab his arm. So I don't think he wanted to penalize the receiver and call offensive pass interference and to penalize them at a crucial point of the game. And he also didn't want to penalize the defender because it was more of a cat fight type of situation going on when you look at the replay.
Yeah, I thought there was hand fighting, and I think even the guys during the game last night during the broadcast, they said the same thing. Like, oh, there's hand fighting, and then there's a restriction of the arm and trying to make the catch, and that's where the interference comes in. So I think the hand fighting is both sides. You can allow that to happen, but when the hand fighting turns into I'm grabbing your arm as the ball is coming to you and you're not able to move your arm in a position to catch the ball, that's restrictive and that's pass interference and should have been called.
Yeah, I agree. That I agree it was defensive pass interference, but there was some level of offensive pass interference at the same time. But I agree with your point and whatnot, and I am of the ilk of like Kane. To me, the officiating in football has gotten a lot of worse, but they kind of train us to like and when we're doing high school, you can always just throw a flag if you think there's something in it, and then you can have a conversation, like you said. And then if you've been like another official saw something different to help you out, then, you can pick the flag up. Me, personally, my biggest problem with the officiating is, like, when you do an instant replay and it's an obvious either no call or an obvious call, and you get this assist from New York and it goes against everything that your common sense and your eye is telling you. That's what I have an issue with, and it makes the whole process, like, stupid. It's like, okay, why did we even have this here? If you're going to, you know what I'm saying? But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. You don't want to bastardize the whole system. I mean, it is what it is, and thanks for the call, Todd. And I do I think, and this goes back to having to define what the hell it is in the first place, or what is allowable and what isn't allowable. And if as officials, as a whole, if you're going to allow hand fighting to a certain point, then do that. Or don't do that. But the rule has to be pretty clear of what's acceptable and when is it not acceptable. Well, hand fighting is not acceptable when you get to, you know, the last stage of the ball coming into view and when a player is trying to catch. If you're still hand fighting, it's going to be a penalty somewhere.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
It just feels like that just makes more sense. Todd is in White Lake. Todd, welcome to 97.1.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing, man?
All right, Todd.
So, you know, I think everything changed, you know, when Megatron didn't complete the process. You know, it's funny. I'm a Bears fan, so I was elated. We won the game. But I think forever the game was changed that day when we had to complete the process and this whole thing about a football move. And, you know, I swear before that, you know, growing up, I'm 50 years old. That was what, about 15 years ago, whatever it was. Everything I knew before that was you get two hands on the ball, you secure the ball 2 feet down, and that's a catch. And I don't know what happened that day, but it changed. And, you know, like, think about it. Think how much more exciting the game would be, how much grayness would be taken out of the game, right? how many times do we see guys get the ball 2 feet down, he gets blown up, the ball goes flying, right? There'd be turnovers galore. You know, there'd be all this grayness would be gone, right? If they need to get back to that.
Thanks for the call. I'm not sure if I want to get back to that, but I would say that I think he's right, Kang, when he talk about the Calvin Johnson complete the process, that changed everything.
That definitely changed everything. I mean, that was the moment. That was the flashpoint.
I watched that play today, and I might actually side to, no, he didn't. That's not a catch.
Stop. Stop.
Because
the man used the
it.
Ball to get up from the ground, and he called
it. I understand.
Not complete because of it. It's ridiculous, and now we have this ridiculous, like, we have to, like I said, you've got to take the ball home, tuck it in bed, wake up in the morning, take it to school with you, and announce it present for class before they call a touchdown. This is insane.
Did you think the Puka Nacua catch at the end of the game was a catch on the sideline?
Now I think maybe because of what we have going on. Now, remember the catch against the Packers receiver? Was it Wicks against the Lions in the corner? As soon as it touched his fingertips, apparently they called that control. He dragged the toe, left the feet off the ground, then brought the ball in, and they called that a catch. I don't know anymore. To me, what looked like a touchdown catch before, I'm not sure what it is anymore. Like Isaiah Likely earlier this year had caught the ball in the end zone with 2 feet, hand in the air, or hands away from his body with the ball, and then the DB knocked the ball out of his hands. After he already had 2 feet in the ground in the end zone, they called that incomplete. That looked like a touchdown to me. Why are we even having this debate? We used to not have this debate. We used to be like, that's a touchdown. Yeah. That's not. Now it's always, everything's up for debate.
It does seem like it was so much easier before. Like, that's a catch.
If it looks
that's
like
not
a touchdown,
catch.
It's a touchdown.
Touchdowns, that takes it to a different level, right? And it seems so stupid. It's like, if I'm making a play in the end zone, there's a different rule than if I'm making a play at the 2 yard line.
So the Puka catch you're talking about last night, which was incredible,
it was amazing.
They ruled it incomplete, and I think they got it right personally. But if they would have ruled it a catch, I think people would be like, well, he had it for that split second, 2 feet down, right? That's the argument. Why are we arguing this?
If they ruled it a catch, it would be the catch of the year, the play of the year, the play of the century. It
unreal.
Was absolutely. If you haven't seen the Puka Nacua catch from last night, it actually wasn't a catch. On the sideline, late in the game, he lays out with one arm, catches it with the ball is in his hand. Did it go off the defender first or what? I mean, the defender's arm is there too, and he's making a play on the ball, and somehow it's sticking like it's a Nerf ball to his hand. Like, I'm not letting this go. And then the ball does come out for a half a second. At this point, his feet are no longer in bounds. And
as
but he's
going out of bounds, he regathers the ball.
But he's able to regather it, and still it would have been a catch if it were in the middle of the field, but because it's on the sideline, you have to have the feet in. They were in initially, and at the end, they weren't. It was an amazing play that ends up not being a catch, and just part of this whole thing. Yes, I think we can all agree it is hard to officiate. I'm not killing the refs here. I just think that interference is a call that I'd like to see, kind of smoothed out and understood better and get more consistency out of. I don't think that's asking too much. 248-539-9797. Same number if you'd like to text us and get your thoughts in as well as we continue here on 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.